Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. In the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, UK Export Finance has appointed Rachel Astley as an export finance manager to focus on renewables in the north of England. US Exim has approved two transactions in the aviation sector, amounting to a total of $125 million in financing. The EIB has announced a €200 million financing agreed with French satellite operator Eutelsat, and the World Bank priced its first euro-denominated benchmark of 2021, a €2 billion 40-year sustainable development bond maturing in January 2061. Over in the commodity finance space, Rio Tinto has reached an agreement on a new electricity contract with Meridian Energy that allows New Zealand's aluminium smelter to continue operating the Tiwawe Point aluminium smelter until 31st of December 2024. Metal Invest has appointed Rina Ishmiglov as Director of the Mining Division and Alexei Kushnarev as Director of the Steel Division. And Bogue Metals has started talks over offtake arrangements for its Sorby Hills lead silver zinc project in Western Australia. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Citibank has become the first Bangladeshi lender to execute a cross-border letter of credit transaction under a Sharia-based financing arrangement executed using blockchain technology. BAFT has announced the publication of both the business best practices and technical best practices for the distributed ledger payment commitment, a digital asset and standard practice for a payment commitment that can be used on a blockchain network. And Citi has promoted Shamir Kalik to the head of Treasury and Trade Solutions from his most recent role of running operations and technology for trade and treasury. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.